KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
It's time now for your community window here on KSDP. Starting with job openings, the QT Tribe of Sandpoint is looking for a grant writer, an executive director, as well as an environmental assistant. The Shimmigan Corporation of Sandpoint is hiring a housekeeper and a bartender. The Palof Harbor Tribe is looking for an administrative assistant. The City of Sandpoint is looking for an EMS director and a night watchman. The Idago Tribe of King Cove is looking for a tribal administrator, a part-time or full-time IGAP assistant, and a solid waste recycling technician. The Belkoski Tribe of King Cove is looking for a part-time IGAP assistant, a full-time Belkoski Environmental Program assistant, and a part-time pull tab sales clerk. EATS is hiring a behavioral health trainee and a community health representative. Both of those positions can be in Sandpoint or King Cove. They are also hiring a clinical information clerk for King Cove, a community health aide for Falls Pass and Nelson Lagoon, and a clinical information clerk slash janitor for Cold Bay. APIA is in need of a family advocate for Sandpoint, a cultural preservation specialist and family advocate for King Cove, a family advocate for Falls Pass, and a cultural preservation specialist for Accutan. Today is January 6, 2024. Happy birthday to Brian Marin. And that's all for the community window. If you have anything you'd like for us to put on the air or web, you can contact us through email at cw@apradio.org. You can call us at 907-383-5737, or you can still fax us at 907-383-5271. Also, look for updates, meeting archives, and more at apradio.org. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
Exploring Science and the Sea. The ocean floor near Los Angeles is the largest graveyard for whales yet seen. Surveys have found evidence of more than 60 whale skeletons there. Scientists have used sonar and video cameras to map a couple of ocean basins that are centered about 15 miles offshore. Researchers have been studying the region for years, in part because it was a dumping ground for DDT and related chemicals. Scientists are seeing how that affects life in the ocean and how it might impact human health. The most detailed mapping came in 2021 and 2023. It revealed many barrels of toxic chemicals, along with unexploded depth charges and other weapons from World War II. It also revealed 7 confirmed whale skeletons of 6 different species, with hints of many others, more than the total seen in the rest of the world combined. The remains of whales can feed fish and other critters for months, and worms and microbes eventually consume even the bones. Researchers say there could be many reasons for the apparent bounty of whale skeletons. For one thing, few areas of the ocean floor have been scanned in as much detail as this one. For another, the region is packed with both whales and ships, so whales are more likely to be killed in collisions. And the deep water in the region contains little oxygen, which keeps the skeletons from decomposing. Future expeditions will continue to map the region, perhaps finding even more remains in this graveyard for whales. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is on the web at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
This is statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. 2 Alaskans earned national titles in the U.S. Cross Country Ski Championship at Kincaid Park in Anchorage over the weekend. It's the first time the city has hosted the national championship since 2018. University of Alaska Fairbanks senior Kendall Kramer won the women's 20K Classic race, narrowly beating Erica Laven of Sweden, who skis for the University of Utah. Kramer is on the U.S. ski team's development squad. After winning that race, she told Alaska Grown Olympic gold medalist and executive director of the Nordic Skiing Association of Anchorage, Keegan Randall, that the win was a surprise.
I definitely was not predicting this, and I was kind of counting myself out today. Once I realized going into the last lap that I could have my first national championship and not settle for second, even though that would have been good, then I just tried for it. And so that's awesome.
Anchorage's Luke Jaeger also earned a medal after finishing third overall in the men's 20K race. He was outpaced by Andreas Kirkeng of Norway, who skis for the University of Denver, and John Steele Hagenbuck of Idaho, who races for Dartmouth. His teammate, Michael Earnhardt of Eagle River, finished sixth. Both Jaeger and Earnhardt are on the U.S. Cross Country B team. Competitors from other countries are ineligible for U.S. medals, bumping Steele Hagenbuck to gold and Jaeger to silver. Jaeger started the championship strong on Thursday, placing fourth in the 10K individual race. It was the fastest time by an Alaskan for the race by about 24 seconds. In the classic sprint on Saturday, Jaeger finished as the first American. Skiers will be back at Kincaid today for a freestyle sprint race. Millions in funding could soon be available for MATSU-based opioid treatment services under a proposed grant partnership between the borough and the cities of Houston, Palmer, and Wasilla. The MATSU Sentinel reports that the plan would allow officials to distribute more than $2.3 million in opioid settlement funds to a wide range of local addiction treatment and prevention services by co-opting the health powers granted to the region's cities under Alaska law, according to Matanuska-Susitna Borough Manager Mike Brown. Brown said that without such a workaround, the borough can spend the money only on training and education because it has no health powers of its own. Wasilla-based nonprofit youth shelter My House Vice President Michael Carson says expanding the scope of eligible addiction services could significantly impact the region's programs. The organization received $23,000 of the borough settlement funds for training and education, but would apply for additional funding under an expanded program. If approved by the city councils and the assembly, the borough's new health power would be limited to opioid settlement-related activities and would expire when the money is exhausted. The arrangement would allow funds to be distributed to organizations through the borough. Brown says he hopes to have an approved health powers agreement in place in the next few months. This is Alaska Public Media.
The Alaska Morning News is brought to you in part by your local public radio station.
Talk one-on-one with experts on mental health, nutrition, pharmacology, surgery, childcare, and much more on Line 1, your health connection, weekly on your local public radio station.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Made In Cookware. Made In Cookware is crafted by chefs for use in restaurants and home kitchens around the world. Their cookware can be found at madeincookware.com. This is NPR.
This is statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. President Biden announced yesterday that he is banning new offshore oil and gas leasing in large swaths of federal water. The ban covers all of the East Coast, the coast off Washington, Oregon, and California, and the eastern portion of the Gulf of Mexico. It also includes one section off Alaska in the northern Bering Sea. As Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin reports, it's not clear President-elect Donald Trump can easily undo the action.
Biden called the Northern Bering Sea a vital ecosystem that supports traditional ways of life. Alaska Native organizations representing more than 70 tribes in western Alaska and the Bering Straits area issued a joint statement celebrating the announcement. Anna Rose MacArthur is a marine advocate at Kuwerik, a tribal nonprofit based in Nome. She says tribes have been requesting this for 40 years.
So this is a huge accomplishment that's shared across generations, really, of working towards this moment. So it's really exciting.
Tribal leaders say protecting the area from drilling safeguards the fish, birds, and marine mammals they depend on for food and to sustain their culture. The Alaska region subject to the ban has no oil and gas development underway, and the industry is not clamoring to get into it. The ban adds to an offshore withdrawal then-President Obama made when he created the Northern Bering Sea Climate Resilience Area in 2016. Both Obama and Biden used a portion of a 1953 law to withdraw the areas. Incoming President Donald Trump told talk show host Hugh Hewitt, he'll reverse the ban.
It's ridiculous. I'll unban it immediately. I will unban it. I have the right to unban it immediately. What's he doing? Why is he doing it?
But it's not clear Trump can undo this without an act of Congress because the law doesn't have a provision for reversing a presidential withdrawal. In 2019, a U.S. District Court judge in Anchorage struck down Trump's attempt to reverse Obama's Bering Sea withdrawal. On Sunday, as news of the offshore ban leaked, Alaska's new congressman denounced Biden's action and the president personally. Representative Nick Begich wrote a social media post noting the importance of Cook Inlet gas to Alaskans. Biden's closure doesn't extend to Cook Inlet, a Begich spokeswoman said he knows that. A statement from his office Monday said he believes the federal government's opposition to oil and gas drilling diminishes the industry's interest in offshore leases, and he doesn't think a president should lock up resources by fiat. Senator Dan Sullivan also blasted Biden on Fox News.
I think the President Biden's legacy is going to be the worst president in American history in terms of American energy.
Biden, for all his emphasis on clean energy and protecting federal land, presided over a record boom in oil production. Senator Lisa Murkowski's reaction was more nuanced. In 2018, she and Sullivan asked then-President Trump's Interior Department to remove the entire Bering Sea region from upcoming lease sales. Now she acknowledges regional opposition to offshore drilling in the Bering Sea, but says Biden's ban is too sweeping and shouldn't have come so close to the end of his term. The ban leaves much of the Gulf of Mexico available for leases. That area is the source of 97% of the nation's offshore production. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.
This is Alaska Public Media.
Yeah, Beyonce is going to start us out here with Texas Hold'em. And then we have Dylan Scott with Can't Have Mine, Find You a Girl, that is. And then Buffalo Nichols with Lost and Lonesome.
This ain't Texas, ain't no hold'em. So lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus and throw your keys up. Stick around, round, 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 round. And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come throw some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a come take it to the floor now. Woo! There's a tornado,
tornado
in my city,
in my city.
The basement. That ain't pretty,
rugged
whiskey.
We're surviving.
A break of kisses, sweet redemption, passing time, yeah. Ooh, one step to the right, we headed to the dive bar we always thought was nice. Texas, ain't no hold'em.
Hey,
lay your cards down, 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 down. So pop your Lexus, throw your keys up. Stick around, round, 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 round. And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come throw some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a b- come take it to the floor.
And I'll be
now.
Damned if I cannot dance with you. Come throw some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a b- come take it to the floor now.
Show them for some sugar, homie, honey, too. It's a real life boogie and a real life. to the floor.
And I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a come take it to the floor now. Ooh. Take it to the floor now. Ooh.
Oops. Spice.
To the floor now. Ooh. Take it to the floor now. Ooh.
And I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Baby, pour that sugar and liquor on me too.
Spurs, spurs, boots. Sodogenic, photogenic, shoot.
You a girl through a friend of a friend, and she could show up right out of the blue. It don't matter where you find her, just as long as you find you a girl that leaves you speechless. It's wild on the town, but still loves Jesus. One that's worth the wait, even when she ain't on time. Find you a girl that loves her daddy. Talking about babies makes her happy. Yeah, take it from me, that's the kind you need to find. You just can't have mine. Find you a girl that likes to do all the things you love to do. Like fine wine that just gets better with age. Boy, you'll have it made. If you find you a girl that leaves you speechless, it's wild on the town but still loves Jesus. One that's worth the wait even when she ain't on time. Find you a girl that loves her daddy. And talking about babies makes her happy. Yeah, take it from me. Town but still loves Jesus. One that's worth the wait even when she ain't on time. Find you a girl that loves her daddy and talking about babies makes her happy. Yeah, take it from me, that's the kind you need to find. You just can't have mine. Can't have mine.
Well, ever since I could remember, I've been wandering no more. Looking lost and lonesome since I left my mother's home. Looking lost and lonesome since I left my mother's home. You may say I got no friends, but who can you really put your faith in the end? It's hard, hard to trust someone with love tease, just a word that slips off your tongue. Love tease, just a word and it slips off your tongue. I had to ask the question, how you learned to love like that? Tried to answer as she pulled the knife out of her back. And when I asked the question, how you learned to love again? You're gonna suffer anyway, but it's better with a friend. You're gonna suffer anyway, ain't it better with a friend? Sometimes I see an old friend, and we will talk about the places that we've been. But then we go our separate ways, lost and lonesome to the end of our days. Lost and lonesome to the end of our days.
Yeah, up next you have Morgan Wallen with Thought You Should Know. And then Laura Bella Bundy, that is, with Giddy On Up. And, of course, Trent Tomlinson after that with A Man Without a Woman.
What's going on, mama? Something just dawned on me. I ain't been home in some months. Been chasing songs and women, making some bad decisions. God knows I'm drinking too much. Yeah, I know you've been worrying about me. You've been losing sleep since 93. I thought you should know that all those prayers you thought you wasted on me must have finally made their way on. Proud of where I came from, Steve on the dance song. Can you believe I'm on the radio? Just thought you should know, thought you should know, thought you should know. Oh, by the way, mama, didn't mean to ramble on you. How's everything back at home? Yeah, how's that garden coming? Is dad still doing dumb shit? And how'd he keep you this long? Yeah, I'm sorry that I called you so late. I just missed you, but anyways. I thought you should know that all those prayers you thought you wasted on me must have finally made their way on through. I thought you should know I got me a new girl down there in Jefferson City. She lets me feel. Proud of where I came from, stay on the dance floor. Can you believe I'm on the radio? Just thought you should know, thought you should know, thought you should know. Yeah, I know you've been worrying about me. You've been losing sleep since 93.
must have finally made their way on through. I thought you should know that I really like this girl down in Jefferson City, and turns out she's a lot like you. Yeah, I'm still proud of where I came from, still the only dance on the bus is leaving, so I gotta roll. Just thought you should know, thought you should know, thought you should know.
Just yesterday, partied too hard, slept too late, poured water on the frosted flakes, cause the red cap milk's gone sour. With a pounding head, he works all day long. When he gets off, he don't go home, puts on a little glove box cologne, and
and heads off to happy hour. And that's a man without a woman. Lonely and lost, no use at all. A boat without an ocean. Talk about something that ain't much good for nothing. That's a man without a woman. Wakes up and he's 36. Got a house, two cars and kids. And the wife left town cause her mama's sick. And she's left him in charge. Now it's junk food lunch in a Walmart sack. They're late for school and their clothes don't match. The beds ain't made and the kitchen's trashed. And there's toys out in the yard. And that's a man without a woman. Lonely and lost, no use at all. A boat without an ocean. Talk about something much good for nothing. That's a man without a woman. Now he's 81, just sitting there next to an empty rocking chair. And it's been a year he's been alone, wondering what the good Lord's waiting on. And that's a man without a woman. Lonely and lost, no use at all. A boat without an ocean. Talk about something that ain't much good for nothing. And that's a man without a woman.
Well, I've always called a man without a woman very lucky and very smart. Coming up, we have Landon Michael with Might As Well Be Me. After that, Tim McGraw with Still. And then John Waite, the ever-popular John Waite with If You Ever Get Lonely.
TV without seeing some new somebody who's smiling, styling, trying to be the next big thing. The rule says who does and doesn't get to get ahead, who's left with nothing, who gets to wear the big brass ring.
Well,
there's a place I like to go where I can hear the cotton grow. Midnight train whistles blow, dozen miles down the road. All I really have to do is just be still. Here's the place I love to be. Mama, daddy, my sister and me. First time I ever saw the beach, back to 1983. All I really have to do is just be still. When this world gets crazy and tries to break me, and I've had all I can stand, I can close my eyes no matter where I am, and just be still. There's a place that I can see where my baby's next to me, close enough to feel the heat, all wound up beneath the sheets. All I have to do is just be still. When this world gets crazy and tries to break me, and I've had all I can stand, I can close my eyes. I need to go where the stained glass windows glow. Every part of me is known. Thank God I can go there. Thank God I can go there. Still.
So good to hear your voice. You keep breaking up in all the static and the noise, but I'll keep listening, 'cause I never had a choice when it came to you. I'd love to see you. If you're ever out this way, you sound happy. Guess things are working out okay, and I'm getting better at putting one foot in front of the other. And I know that California's not to blame, and I know there's millions of people in LA. But if you ever get lonely, if you miss someone to listen, even if it's only the sound of someone's voice who loves you very that you need to hear. You know where to find me if you ever get lonely. Sounds like a good time. Going down at the other end, you got a new life and a new love and a whole new set of friends. And are you listening? Do you expect me to pretend that I don't love you? I don't love you. But if you ever get lonely, if you miss me, if you need some. Who loves you, that you need to hear. You know where to find me if you ever get lonely. Yeah, yeah. Were you ever really listening? Were you ever really there?
Yeah, Carrie Underwood's next with Temporary Home, and then Jamie Johnson with Between Jennings and John. I don't know who John is. After that, the Parlor Tones with Honey.
Little boy, 6 years old, a little too used to being alone. Another new mom and dad, another school, another house that'll never be home. When people ask him how he likes this place, he looks up and says with a smile. My temporary home, it's not where I belong. Windows and rooms that I'm passing through, this is just a stop on the way to where I'm going. I'm not afraid because I know this is my. whispers, don't cry for me, I'll see you all someday. He looks up and says, I can see God's face. This is my temporary home, it's not where I belong. Windows and rooms that I'm passing through. This was just a stop on the way to where I'm going. I'm not afraid because I know this was my temporary home.
Montgomery on North 65. I was restless and ready to give Nashville a try. I rolled into town with the sound of my own. Somewhere between Jennings and Jones. Well, the day job I landed felt just like a jail. I couldn't seem to break out with that hammer and nails. And I spent all my nights in some old honky-tonk. Somewhere between Jennings and Jones. Hanging out in the bars with the drunks and the stars, I found a few good old boys just like me. Started burning our candles, both ends and the middle, a bunch of roaring outlaws at high speed. And they said that the end of that road I was on was somewhere between Jennings and Jones. Well, some record executives found me one night. I was singing half lit. They said it sounded just right. Right. They put my name on an album, but they shelved all my songs. Said I was somewhere between Jennings and Jones. Hanging out in the bars with the drunks and the stars and a few good old boys just like me. Burning our candles, both ends and the middle, a bunch of roaring outlaws at high speed. And they said that the end that road I was on was somewhere between Jennings and Jones. Now to find me in a record store won't take you long. I'm right there between Jennings and Jones.
You wired me awake and hit me with a hand of broken nail. You tied my lead and pulled my chain to watch my blood begin to boil. But I'm gonna break, I'm gonna break my, gonna break my rusty cage and run. I'm gonna break, I'm gonna break my, gonna break my rusty cage and run. Too cold to start a fire, I'm burning diesel, burning dinosaur bones. I'll take the river down to Stillwater and ride a pack of dogs. I'm gonna break, I'm gonna break my, gonna break my rusty cage and run. I'm gonna break, I'm gonna break my, gonna break my rusty cage and run. When the forest burns along the road, like God's eyes in my headlights, when the dogs are looking for their bones, and it's raining ice picks on your steel shore. I'm gonna break, I'm gonna break my, I'm gonna break my rusty cage and run. I'm gonna break, I'm gonna break my, gonna break my rusty cage and run. I'm gonna break, I'm gonna break my, gonna break my rusty cage and run. I'm gonna break, I'm gonna break my, gonna break my rusty cage.
Johnny Cash, a rusty cage. That was that one right there. We're coming to the top of the hour. We'll have a little bit of John Rich with Shutting Detroit Down. Just a bit of it.
My daddy taught me in this country everyone's the same. You work hard for your dollar and you never pass the blame when it don't go your way. Now I see all these big shots whining on my evening news about how they're losing billions and it's up to me and you to come running to the rescue. Well, pardon me if I don't shed a tear, 'cause they're selling make-believe and we don't buy that here. 'Cause in the real world they're shutting Detroit down, while the boss man takes his bonus pay and jets on out of town. And DC's bailing out them banks as a farmer's auction ground. Yeah, while they're living it up on Wall Street in that New York City town, here in the real world they're shutting Detroit down. Here in the real world they're shutting Detroit down.